This is not a real baby. It's a silicon-based, hyper-realistic doll. But just like a baby, it can move its eyes, change facial expressions, and even breathe. Hyper-realistic baby doll producers like Babyclon spend months hand-making convincing lookalikes. Dolls like these sell for a minimum of 1,700 euros. The most expensive models can reach upwards of 15,000. Every last detail, from the texture of the skin to the hair on the doll's head, is handcrafted. These dolls are often collector's items, but they're also used in medical settings, like midwifery training and therapy. So, what makes these baby dolls so lifelike? And why are they so expensive? In Catalonia, Spain, Cristina Iglesias and a small team of artisans at Babyclon are making some of the world's most realistic and expensive baby dolls.
Empecé en mi profesión cuando tenía 19 años, concretamente dentro de los efectos especiales de maquillaje para cine. Ahí es donde adopté la técnica del hiperrealismo.
Cristina drew on her nearly two decades of experience creating hyper-realistic effects for zombie and fantasy movies to found Babyclon a decade ago. Also known as reborn dolls, these dolls have an eerily lifelike quality that allows the company to sell them for top dollar. The basic model for Babyclon's most popular line, Newborns, starts at just under 2,000 euros. And adding more features can increase the price significantly.
Esos ojos hiperrealistas, vamos, infinitamente. Te puede llegar hasta incluso si le quieres añadir animatrónica que respire y que mueva la boca, pues un bebé, si quieres, te puede llegar a costar 10, 12.000, 15.000. Incluso si lo quieres hacer con esqueleto interno realista que al tocarlo notes los huesos. O sea, se puede llegar al precio que realmente el coleccionista quiera.
But Babyclon doesn't just work on human baby dolls. They also sell infant versions of beloved characters like E.T. or the Na'vi from Avatar. Creating these lifelike dolls is a four-month-long process, and it all starts with sculpting the prototype. This prototype will be used to create a mold for the final silicon doll. Standard models already have molds that are reused, but any dolls with customizations need to be designed from the ground up. Today, the Babyclon team is sculpting its E.T. doll. When finished, it'll sell for 1,650 euros. Like most of their dolls, this one is being sculpted out of plasticine clay. Craftspeople perfect the folds on the skin and even the skin's texture. These details are directly transferred onto the mold, so it's imperative that every last square millimeter is hyper-detailed. That's why this step requires the most skill. Without extreme attention to realism here, the subsequent mold is useless. In the process of making the mold, the sculpture is destroyed. That's why it's important Eugenie works carefully, as any mistake in the mold means the sculpture will have to be redone.
Ahora ya tenemos el molde abierto y listo para inyectar. Le pondremos un desmoldante, le haremos una capa exterior para el tacto de piel y después ya vamos a inyectar.
One of the main reasons for Babyclon doll's high price point is the silicon they're made from. It's medical-grade platinum silicon, which is often used in implants and prosthetics. According to Cristina, this silicon provides the most durability and realism possible. That's why the company is willing to spend 300 euros on silicon alone for each baby. In fact, the cost of materials can reach 450 euros per doll. Eugenie uses a special formulation for the silicon mixture to achieve the most realistic-looking skin, weight, and texture. This extreme attention to detail accounts for up to 80% of the value of the dolls Babyclon sells. Over half of the product's price is attributed to the cost of labor alone. Once the injection is complete, Eugenie lets the silicone dry for 24 hours. He carefully opens the mold to reveal the doll inside. But the molds don't include all the parts of the doll, like the hands or feet. Those are assembled together here. Joining the body and limbs of the dolls is the most challenging part of the process.
Si la silicona no se puede lijar, hay que cortarlas, pero si las cortas se siguen viendo. Si hay una línea fina que está al ras de la silicona, pero se sigue viendo la línea. Que esa parte de cortarlo, hay que cortarlo un poco más hacia adentro. Luego hay que repararlo con silicona espesada por encima. Es muy difícil integrar esa silicona espesada con el resto de la pieza. Es un proceso realmente muy complicado de que al final no se note esa junta.
Artisans carefully remove excess silicone, making sure not to cut too deeply and damage the doll's skin. The realism of the doll's physical structure hinges on how seamless they can make the joints look. Once this is accomplished, the doll is ready to come to life in the painting and hair department. Here, craftspeople meticulously work on the cosmetic details, from the texture of the skin to the shine of the nails and the color variation in the mouth. Various changes in complexion and veining on the body are all painted on.
El cabello, por ejemplo, pues dependiendo del estilo de cabello que vaya a tener y la edad del bebé, utilizamos unos cabellos u otros cabellos. Normalmente son cabellos de mohair, que es un cabello bastante fino y simula bastante bien lo que es el pelo de un bebé, pero cuando son cabellos muy, muy, extremadamente finos, como el vello, ¿no? Como esos bebés que solo tienen vello, o para las cejas, utilizamos pelo de alpaca, que es... Son unos animalitos muy guays.
Each strand of hair is individually inserted into the doll's head until artisans achieve the desired look. Many of Baby Clon's clients, as with other reborn dolls, are collectors and enthusiasts. However, these hyper-realistic dolls are also used in other settings, such as therapy for grieving parents and medical training, like that provided by Michelle Beacock.
The examination that I teach is a speciality midwifery exam, which all students now have to do. If, as a midwife, we need to learn how to do a neonatal examination, I feel that we need to do it on a really realistic baby, because it's a really, really important thing that we're looking at this baby and trying to confirm normality or not. So if you're learning normal on a baby doll that doesn't look normal, how are you ever going to know normal? I think it's really, really important that we have dolls like this, so that, you know, it's nearly as good as that real-life baby in front of you.
Michelle worked closely with Baby Clon to design male and female dolls that are as anatomically accurate as possible, including clavicles and pelvic bones.
They're called Olivia and John because they arrived on the day that Olivia Newton-John died, and I think our technician was a fan.
Though Olivia and John cost around 11,000 euros together, these dolls offer the most realistic experience Michelle could find on the market.
And even on this, you can see how hard it is to do the hip exam, as opposed to that. It's just a lot more realistic.
Students training on a stiffer, less accurate doll won't know exactly what to look for until they do their first examination on a real baby. That's a huge chance to take when teaching midwives.
And it's a gamble every time because you're lovely, but no.
The more realistic the doll, the more prepared the midwives will be to thoroughly assess the health of the baby.
So basically all babies have what we call suture lines and fontanelles, little gaps in the scalp basically. You can feel there, and you can feel the suture lines there. And there's a bigger fontanelle at the front that doesn't normally close till about 18 months. The students need to be used to feeling that fontanelle. If that was smaller or fused or closed, it could indicate that there's a problem with the brain not being able to grow because of the gaps in the heads not being there.
But the hyperrealism doesn't end at the look and feel of the doll. Babyclon also offers animatronic dolls priced at just under 5,000 euros. These dolls can mimic breathing, suckling, and eye movements. And for an extra few hundred euros, buyers can also add a drink and wet system or eat and poo, just as a real baby would.
Ven como la pieza, el bebé, realmente está tomando el biberón y luego como el pañal pues se ha mojado y hay que cambiarlo.
Babyclon is even experimenting with AI, saying it could foster a more realistic interaction between doll and human.
Es complicado el tema de la inteligencia artificial en los bebés, porque los bebés, o sea, la inteligencia artificial es algo que aprende de sus experiencias, y un bebé tiene muy pocas experiencias en las que aprender, entonces ahí estamos en un tema complicado, pero sí que va a tener que evolucionar hacia lo digital o hacia lo virtual, hacia lo tecnológico, porque, o sea, yo creo que es el futuro.
As technology evolves, so will lifelike dolls and the uses their customers dream up.
I just didn't think that I'd ever get a doll like this to teach with, and I'm absolutely thrilled that we have. So if you think we've gone in my time of teaching from that to that, it's just the difference is incredible.